Work continues on a new $8.6 million clinic for military veterans under construction on the south side of Springfield. The 68,000-square-foot facility near Kansas Expressway and Republic Road will replace the VA clinic in Mount Vernon once it's up and running. It's expected to open in the fall. The first thing you notice when you walk in the clinic is the abundance of natural light with plenty of windows to let in the sun. The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Fayetteville, Arkansas, is going for LEED Silver in constructing the facility. LEED is a national certification system developed by the U.S. Green Building Council that provides a framework to create healthy, highly efficient, and cost-saving green buildings. Wanda Schull, spokesperson for VHCSO, says it will be what the Veterans Administration calls a super clinic that will offer a variety of services.
Primary care, mental health, lab, radiology. We'll have audiology services, a sleep lab. Endoscopy and dental are two new services that are coming here that we don't currently offer at Mount Vernon.
The clinic will also house a homeless program for veterans that will offer things like help finding HUD and VA-supported housing, case management, acquiring basic living skills, and more. A similar program will be offered at a new VA clinic currently under construction in Joplin, which is also scheduled to open this fall. The Springfield Clinic will also have a VA police force.
This is a larger clinic, so the decision was made to have VA police as opposed to contracted security, which we would have at our other clinics.
Mental health care will be a prominent part of the new clinic. Jackie Long, facility planner for the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, says the VA has expertise in taking care of patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
As one veteran told us, we get it. Where the general public doesn't. Our behavioral health has 25 consult rooms, so I think our capacity for our mental health needs are here.
According to Long, the VA trains providers on evidence-based practices in working with PTSD patients. Around 200 people will be employed at the Springfield facility. Many will come from the Mount Vernon Clinic, and some will be moved to the new facility in Joplin. Additional staff will be hired. Those jobs will be posted at usajobs.com. Between 7,000 and 8,000 new enrollees are expected when the Springfield and Joplin clinics open. One of those is likely to be Al Wagner of Springfield, who says he's proud to be a Navy veteran. Wagner is commander of VFW Post 3404 on East Atlantic in Springfield. He's had private insurance most of his life and didn't want to make the drive to Mount Vernon for care. But he says he'll probably use the new clinic in Springfield when it opens. Wagner was in the Navy from 1959 to 1964 and served as a boilerman on board a ship during the Laos conflict, which preceded the Vietnam War. He's old enough, he says, to remember when O'Reilly Hospital was in Springfield.
And when they moved it out, that was a disaster, the Springfield area. So bringing this new clinic back to Springfield is a plus for all veterans in the area.
He says he's happy to see a brand new full-service clinic dedicated to veterans getting ready to open in Springfield.
The veterans served our country, and if we're going to repay them for their services and their what they did for our country and what they sacrificed, if we can give them facilities that is convenient for them rather than having to go all the way out of their way and spend time on the road rather than being with their family, that's a plus.
Robert Boydston, vice commander at VFW Post 3404, served as a wheel vehicle mechanic in the Army for 5.5 years. He deployed with the 10th Mountain Division to Camp Victory, Iraq, during Operation Iraqi Freedom. Boydston, who currently uses the Mount Vernon VA Clinic as his primary care provider, says he's looking forward to the opening of the Springfield Clinic.
I think it's going to be very convenient because I lead a very busy lifestyle. I actually do work outside of the post at a full-time job. So it's better than me having to drive all the way to Mount Vernon to try to go out of the way to try to just get some blood drawn and then, you know, come right back to where I need to be.
Veterans using the new facility, as with the VA clinic in Mount Vernon, shouldn't have to wait too long before getting in to see a doctor. According to Scholl, they track wait times daily and work hard to keep them down. That sometimes includes holding Saturday clinics. At last check, the current wait time in Mount Vernon was 11 days. Scholl says the goal is to get a veteran in to see a health professional within 30 days. She hopes the new clinic will make it easier for veterans to have access to quality care. She points out that the VA is the best at serving the unique needs of veterans.
The needs of a veteran are different based on their service or military history, if they were injured during service in any way. And the VA really puts a lot of resources into their staff to help them to be able to work with those unique needs of veterans.
If someone has served in the military but isn't enrolled in the VA, Scholl encourages them to see if they're eligible for VA health care. They can do that, according to Scholl, by going to any VA clinic or hospital or going to www.va.gov and filling out a form. And she says they hope to host an eligibility fair at the clinic once it's open. For KSMU, I'm Michelle Skaliski.